And now, it is my privilege to welcome Marcus the Magnificent. Just like they used to bring Nash Roberts out of retirement every time a hurricane approached, because Nash had earned that respect over the years. Now we bring Marcus the Magnificent out of semi-retirement to see if there's something he can suggest to get the Saints to play better defense, something to help with stronger tally valuation instead of being always enamored by the eyeball test, instead of evaluation, not looking inside the heart, the attitude, the football intelligence. Marcus, thank you very much. And by the way, how's Chopsley getting along?
Hey, buddy, turn your radio down. Yeah. Chopsley's trying to listen, will you? I'll tell you, buddy, you know, I worry about you, but by the way, who is your heart surgeon?
Dr. Duranda.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have you come up there for a checkup. You look like you're too excited when I'm listening to you. Man, how old? You must be 80, 85 years old.
No. It seems like it after covering the Saints for 38 years, but I'm really not, you know?
Well, listen, take it easy, you know. You're not 22 anymore, you know.
I know, Chopsy, but let me say to you, in my lifetime, I want to see some type of change. And you're the only one I remember at one time, when the Saints were really hurting at quarterback, you had a guy like Jim Everett with the arm. You had a guy like Bobby Hebert with the moxie and the team leadership. And would you suggest that you and Chopper were going to put together a deal where you were going to take each part from each guy and make a real quarterback? You know, and you were going to keep them on life-preserving machines and everything. Take Bobby Hebert's heart. Take Jim Everett's arm. I remember it was a brilliant idea.
Well, you know, of course, we're in the 21st century now. What the heck is that? Is that your wife or your brother?
No. I'm here. It must be some sound effects back at the stubble. What is that? I don't know. Oh, I know what it is. Somebody just lost at the slot machine.
Well, listen, buddy, listen. I don't know what... Did you see the game last night?
I mean... Chopsley, that's asking me like, is today Monday?
Well, I'll tell you what, Chopsley and I watched it. I'm telling you, I just don't know. I mean, you know, we saw quite an ending there, did we? I mean, we saw something good until something bad happened, right? So it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too good, but it wasn't too bad, like I told Chopsley.
You know, you almost sound like some of the fans, they almost like they satisfied with average. And I know that's not you, Marcus.
No, listen, you know, let's be fair with these guys. We have a great team in this city, you know. And it's only the other teams that come in here and cause a problem. Believe me. that's what part of it's about. I was thinking, buddy, tell that clown to shut up, will you? Oh, this isn't a comedy hour, for heaven's sake.
No, we're serious.
Oh, boy, I can't help this. Buddy, I think you need more help than the team.
Well, let me say, have you at any time offered your services? Because, you know, I think there's a lot of Johnny come lately into the organization, and they probably don't even know who in the hell Marcus is, or Chopsley, and things like that. But basically, you know, have you in any way, shape, or form offered to help, even though they didn't accept it?
Yes, I could, buddy. You know, we could start off by reading one of my old books. You know, my famous book, New Hope for the Dead. That would be a...
very fitting.
Well, I would get them to read that, believe me. That would bring some life into them. But, you know, look, let's face it. I have tried to help these guys over the years. I've tried to get in touch with Benson. I've offered them more Gussian solutions to the problem. And you know what? They don't even answer my email.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you, I was going to even do it as a pro bono deal. You know, I wanted to be the director of sports medicine. And, of course, I have the medicine, you know.
Well, I know that.
I'm not talking about anything like steroids or...
No.
Raw oysters or anything like that.
Oh, that Ricky Williams stuff. No.
No. I've got a new medicine here. It's a non-drug. It's called Milk of Magnesia. And brother,
Milk of Magnesia, very, very catchy name.
Well, I'm telling you, it'll turn them on, buddy. But I really want to get to the real solution. because when... Oh, man, we ought to send that guy over there. He'd scare the heck out of him. But it sounds like you're... Where are you, Casino Magic, or are you at a circus?
No, we Casino Magic in Bay St. Louis, man. You know, you always have a good time over here on Monday nights during the football season. But you said something that really caught my attention. You said there is a solution. And so I was almost getting to the point there. I didn't think there was any solution as long as you had, the present ownership.
Buddy,
and
buddy,
such
look,
such.
Buddy, if you will shut up, I'll give you the solution. Chopsley, are we going to cut it down, Chopsley? I'm getting a feedback, Buddy. You know, science is really the answer. I'm trying to help you guys. And you know, buddy, and I know, and any sportsman knows, the whole deal is how much time the quarterback has in the pocket, right? Isn't that
okay.
The situation? Right. And we never give Aaron Brooks enough time in the pocket, and I've got the solution. I've had it here. I tried to offer it to them. We're not giving enough time. I've come up with a way. A quarterback needs at least 30 seconds in the pocket. If we could give a quarterback like Brooks 30 seconds, you know what that guy could do with that arm of his? He has a gun. Buddy, this has never been... Don't tell everybody, because the other teams could be listening. We take that front line, okay? The offensive line. The guys grab arms, they backpedal, and they form a circle around Brooks, okay? We create a pocket. Now he can't backpedal and run all over the place. And then, here's the secret. I have Chopsley here. I've been trying to sell Chopsley to that team. Imagine having Chopsley out there knocking the guys off as they come in after him. Now we've got 30 seconds of time. And believe me, don't put Chopsley down. Right, Chopsley? Chopsley nods. He says, yes. You know, Chopsley was a great sportsman, buddy. I don't know whether you know anything about his background. But when he was in high school, he was the official javelin and discus catcher. He used to catch the stuff.
Mac, Marcus, I got a question. Mike wrote it to me, and it makes a lot of sense. Do you think Mickey Loomis, watching the ship of Tom Benson, could afford a Chopsley?
Well, you know, he'd have to negotiate with me, buddy. And I'd be very fair. You know, I'd start off by having a couple of drinks with him, and I'd get him the feeling pretty good.
Hey, you would pay, right?
Oh, heck no. No.
Well, no. You ain't going to have a couple of drinks with him. Okay, all right, see you. Go ahead.
No, I tell you what, I could handle it over there, buddy. But, you know, we're dealing with something here. There's nothing wrong with this team that a miracle couldn't help. Believe me. And you're talking to the miracle here. I've got the Morgussian solutions. And by the way, buddy, if they would just tune into my website, I've got all the answers there. They can pipe in the questions. I won't charge a thing. It's free to jump into Morgus.com, and you'll find out that we've got all kind of solutions to all kind of problems. What is that noise I hear? Buddy,
the only thing I can see, it must be a Saints practice.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, this is not a scientific program. How can I help you with all that noise, buddy?
Listen, Marcus, the very fact that you responded to our call and everything, I really appreciate it. And listen, I can tell that this is going to be a season where I'm going to have to talk to you as much as you can afford to give us some time.
Listen, buddy, I'd run them up. I can't help you, but I can help those gamblers where you are.
Marcus, I got to take a break. Stay with us until we have a parting charge. Stay with us. I really would like to get a copy of your book, Put Life in the Dead. And my idea is, I think I'd bring it to Mayor Ray Nagin. He's an avid sports fan, and I know he's got some problems with the city and everything. And maybe this book would really open some eyes. And again, your website's MarcusTheMagnificent.com. Is that correct?
No. You got that wrong also, buddy. I mean, where have you been? Are you on the Casino Magic or somewhere?
No, yeah, but you know what it is, man. Sunday after Sunday, you know, people just in a nice salutation say, how you doing? And I say, okay, except on Sundays. You know, that's almost the mindset.
Hey, buddy, can I give a plug for something for my friends at Easterfield? We're trying to raise money at Halloween.
Go ahead.
Appreciate it, buddy. They told me that you would do that. And, you know, we're having the Easter Seals Halloween Golf Tournament at the Defuncta Country Club on the 29th. There are a few openings for some foursomes or even single player. By the way, do you play golf, buddy?
Yeah. Well, I used to. You know, let's explain what the Easter Seals is, because the Saints organization, right now, they might have people in it. When you think, say, Easter Seals, they might thought really animals, you know, seals that have been a new addition to Audubon Park or something like that. So explain exactly what the Easter Seals are. You know, just
Buddy, helps a lot of poor kids and people that need help, for heaven's sake. That's why I'm involved. October 29th, that's just next Friday a week. And I want these folks out there who play golf to check in on this, because it's fantastic. Every restaurant in the area is giving all kind of food and drinks and all kind of prizes, and you have a chance to win a car and all kind of trips, and you can't miss it. And if you play golf and you have a few golf clubs, I want you to come out to the Defuncta Country Club on Friday the 29th for the Halloween Golf Classic, sponsored by Morgus and a lot of other good people. Buddy, I appreciate the plug there, because it's
And I appreciate you joining us, and please give me the book, Put Life in the Dead.
No, that's not the title, buddy. That's not the title. It's called New Hope for the Dead.
New Hope for the Dead, you know? You see that? They got me screwing up constantly. You know what I mean? New Hope for the Dead. Get it to me, and I'll bring it out there under a false assumption. Thank you very much, Marcus.